over here as well. Good morning, well, or hello. Good afternoon, Julie.
It's afternoon, JP.
Yeah, I'll see. No,
I know you're not morning
guy.
Used to this time of day,
I'm usually
but...
napping about now. Anyway, special occasion. We've got Justin from Blue October in studio.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Blue October in town for a sold-out show at Water Street Music Hall tonight.
Who would have thought?
It's wonderful to have you back in town.
Thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. So let's just jump right into it. You guys got a new album.
We have a new acoustic album, a live album that came out probably last week, and we're touring for it, and luckily we're selling out every show, so we're just going around trying to keep our little name Blue October in everybody's little head. And for the big album that comes out August 16th, which is going to be called Any Man in America, and it's an album that I've been working on for about 3 years now, so it's finally done. And
nice.
And I'm very proud of it.
And that's very much plugged in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Very much plugged in. Very much plugged in. Yeah, a little dangerous, but it's good. We're very proud of it, yeah.
So why acoustic? Why'd you guys think we should unplug here?
Well, we're touring bands. So you guys have probably seen us probably 10, 15 times through town and over the past 10 years, and it's always been the rock show, and we're a real lyrically inclined band, and we just wanted to try it in Texas. We did a few shows where it was chilled out, but it was more lyrical and beats, and Ryan got to play his violin and just really make it sound beautiful, and they really caught on to it. So when we recorded it, people just started going, "Why don't you do that everywhere?" We were like, I wonder if anybody would buy tickets. And so we set it up, and everybody bought tickets, and every single city is sold out, and we're very proud, and it was something to do to keep the time passing also until we started touring for Any Man in America. So, yeah, we're really lucky and blessed that y'all, you guys love us still. So thank you out there. Thank you guys for putting diapers on my daughter.
Now, we're big on the Twitter and the Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And we posed the question earlier today to any of our listeners if they had any questions that they wanted to ask you when we talked to you.
Oh, no.
And got a question while we're talking about the acoustic thing from Drive listener Kevin, who wants to know, what's a more satisfying show to play live, the acoustic that you've been doing or the full-out rock and electric?
Satisfying for me at the time where I'm at right now. See, I'm very bipolar, so it's like up and down every day. So I'd have to say the acoustic because you could actually, people are sitting down, first of all, and on your soft songs, they're like, shut up, to the guy next to them, and you really get to get the message across. And then when you're telling stories about each one of the songs, too, and where they came from, people actually get a lot of questions answered that way. And I get to know where they came from, whether they be very dark and, ooh, God, I didn't want to hear the answer to that, or, oh, wow, always wondered that. So I'd have to say acoustic, yeah.
Sweet.
Drive guy Kevin, is that what his name was?
Yep, Kevin.
Oh. All right, there you go, Kev.
You're paying attention.
A lot of bands, when they do a live disc of any kind, it'll just be a fancy greatest hits package.
Oh.
but you're, I mean, looking, there are a couple of, you know, quote unquote hits from you guys on this list. I mean, you got Into the Ocean and Dirt Room on there, but were you guys thinking of fans? Were you thinking of songs that you just really liked?
Thinking of Hate Me, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
it was mainly, we had done so many acoustic versions of Hate Me and done so many acoustic versions of different quote unquote hits. I don't like that word, but they're of good songs, I guess, that people liked a lot, that this was our chance to put out the songs that were not necessarily showcased a lot, like a song called Colorado 5591 is on it that nobody's ever heard before, and then Picking Up Pieces acoustic is awesome also, and Dirt Room I had to put out just because it's some of the stuff that I've been going through in the past 3 years, you know, so it's very much things that were still happening in my life today, I still put it on the album. So, Hate Me, I'm past that. So, you know, is no more drugs. You know, I've said I'm sorry for 2-3 years for that song. So, it's time to move on and, you know, stand up and be a dad, you know. So, yeah.
Now, you mentioned that when you do the acoustic shows, people have more of a chance to get to hear the inspiration behind the tunes. Got another someone that actually tweeted at us, Mark, who I know that he's not going to be able to come to the show tonight because he lives in Florida and listens online. So he wanted to know where Into the Ocean came from.
Y'all are going to probably think I'm a nutbag when I answer this one. But I've always wondered how that song became a single, too, because it was clearly a song about a man thinking of killing himself. and the romance and the beauty of it. kind of weird. But I was on a cruise ship, and don't ever go on a cruise, man. It's like a big tuna can of people. Like, you never, oh, there's you again. Run, run, run.
Nobody go.
Have lunch with me? No, I don't know you. Ah! And it was a real peaceful night, and I was just thinking, I was sitting on top of the cruise liner and just looking out in the ocean and just how big of a space it was out there. And it was a very dark song, but it just came out. I was going through a really hard time, you know, divorce and things like that. And just the thought of just jumping out there was so peaceful at that time. And so I wrote a song in a person's mind who would actually do that. But as soon as you hit the water, you realize what a dumbass you are, you know. And you're like, what do I do? So he swims back and he ends up being alive. But I was staying alive. But yeah, it was more like a peaceful ending to a very horrible situation, you know. So there you go.
We're talking with Justin Festen. I'm sorry, Furstenfeld.
Call me Festenfeld. Okay. It's cool, man.
It's all
call
right.
me Justin F.
The medication's wearing off this afternoon. Sorry. Justin is the lead singer for Blue October. They're playing a sold-out intimate acoustic show at Water Street Music Hall tonight. Really looking forward to it. I found a great quote from you. This is from a couple of years ago, describing the band.
Oh, great.
And you said, we want to be that little dark band that people will find some sort of light from.
Oh, that sounds real immature there. Be a dark band to find light from. I guess that could be it, right? You know, if you think deeply into it. We like to bring up issues that aren't brought up every day that need to be brought up so our children can grow up knowing what is out there in front of them. And so our... So honesty always kills mistrust, you know. So we're the band that goes, ooh, yeah, they really brought it to the table. They brought that up. We asked them not to, but they did. And we always want to test that boundaries of what is okay to talk about in America. And with our new album, it's going to be, I can foresee a few lawsuits, you know.
Oh, excellent.
Or just because it's...
I'm sure the suits will be happy about that.
Well, the suits are no longer. I'm the suit now. So
oh,
I'm
even
a
better.
Label. We let go of Motown a while back. So I had to do that in order to speak out clearly. And it's going to be a lot about how men are treated in custody battles and in America, and how men are seen as fathers, and how it's easier to be a deadbeat father in America than it is to actually want to see your daughter. So it raises a lot of heavy issues that I was told to shut up about quite a while back in the legal system, and I just refused to. So, yeah, look forward to that one.
I actually, as a dad, I think I might.
You will, yeah.
I think I might.
Come on my side, bro. Let's go fight.
Absolutely. I got your back. No problem.
Yes. All right, one person. Yes.
Little old radio rinky-dink show here in Rochester. I got your back. No,
no
problem.
One person's good with me.
Justin, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be so great to see you guys do the acoustic thing tonight.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it. You can hit this entire interview. We're going to post this up at mydrivefm.com. And why don't we'll do an acoustic. We won't... I had to delete something while you were talking because we don't want to play that song that you're tired of.
Oh.
So let's do the boat song, the one that you wrote on the boat.
Yeah, beautiful romantic song.
That's
about
right. Where somewhere about 2 minutes in, you go, oh, why did I jump off the boat?
Exactly.
All right. Blue October. It's acoustic, Into the Ocean, 100.5 The Drive.